Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth.
It's another episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. I'm Josue Pavone. He is Cedric Maxwell, the Boston Celtics, heading into a weekend where people are going to welcome Marcus Smart. Of course, we'll talk about that, the matchup Sunday night, even though he will not be in uniform. He will be back at TD Garden as a member of the Memphis Grizzlies for the first time, but I'm sure Max is trying to get right into the Celtics-Lakers game because I know you're confused just as I am as to what happened, what transpired in that game where the Lakers were playing without Anthony Davis, without LeBron James, without any issue really, right? I mean, we saw some competitiveness in the sense of the game being relatively close, but for the most part, they cruised to a double-digit victory, Max. 114-105. Technically, it was a 9-point win, but it certainly didn't feel like it, Max. Let's start here. What happened there from your perspective?
Just what you just said a little bit earlier today when we were talking, you're like, you think that I'm the expert or you're the expert. Like, this is a freaking math question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I was telling you before. I'm like, man, you got people.
A plus A, B plus C equals Z. And then
exactly, Max. People getting at me like, what happened that night? Explain it. Like, this isn't a math problem. There's no correct answer here.
Well, the correct answer was the Celtics just played their worst game. And they didn't get out. It wasn't from a lack of wanting to win, but it was execution. Not good timing at all. James, I've said this all year, and I've said it, you know, continuously. Jaylen Brown has been tremendous on the defensive end. He's had a great offensive year to be named an all-star, but that had to be his worst game of the season. Austin Reeves looked like he was going to be voted to the freaking All-Star game. Like, he was an all-time, like, he was a starter.
Game high 31.6 three-pointers in that game, man.
Some of the shots he started making later on were crazy, but he hit them. And the Celtics just didn't play well. I can't think of a starter that I would say played well in that game. I think probably the best Celtics seemed like was Sam Hauser coming off the bench. But other than that, it was a blow for me because I had Michael Thompson sitting in front of me. I won't even go to YouTube because I know James Worthy must be smoking a cigar and then clapping his freaking hand.
Oh, man. I'm surprised you didn't get a mention.
But again, you have to put in perspective. It was one game. The Celtics probably would have played better if LeBron and AD had played. It probably would have been a much more competitive game. But when AD and LeBron didn't play in the game, it sucked the air, sucked the energy out of the building. When people found out, what? LeBron's up. And they just played well. They played well enough to put up points. They defended. D'Angelo Russell didn't shoot it well, but he controlled the initial point of attack. I mean, I think he had 12 or 13 assists last night.
Yep, stacked up a lot of assists, man.
The guard.
14 assists.
The, one of the strengths of the Celtics this year has been the guard play. Drew Holiday has been tremendous. Derek White has been tremendous. But last night, they got outplayed. They got outplayed at every position last night. And I'm sure they're going to come back to rectify it. But somebody asked me on the elevator the same thing you're saying now. They asked me, said, so, Max, is this a trend right now? Look what happened the other day. Look what happened against the Clippers. Look what happened here. Look at these close games. They, championship teams, championship people who want to win championships, find a way to get energy to win these games. Last night, I was very disappointed in how they played and how they responded. The biggest thing about last night's game to me, which was puzzling, every time the Lakers got on the run and they scored and you cheer for your teammates, who are the first people off the bench? Didn't LeBron have a sore ankle? Was he jumping up off the – Anthony
he,
Davis –
He was jumping alive. It looked all right to me.
Who was – Anthony Davis, who was beat up, were those the first guys? And then LeBron was over there at one point. He was standing up complaining about a call. Dude, if you can freaking complain about a call, and I'm one of his biggest fans, but if you can sit up and complain about a call, damn it, get in the game and play. That's the same thing. Don't give me all this. They got a rest, they're sore. And I understand, I played the game. I didn't play it as long as him or as great as he's been as a player, but I did play the game in a way where we did play, you know, I think one season I played 81 games. And most of my career, I averaged in the 70s, like the high 70s playing. So I understand about playing. I don't understand about, management, but I do understand that, it just wasn't a good look for the NBA. It wasn't a good look for the Celtic fans. And the Lakers to get a win, probably, as you said, the happiest person in the building last night was who?
Darvin Ham.
Darvin Ham out there.
Darvin Ham doing the Michael Jordan down the hallway. Like, let's go.
He still got a job, everyone. He was like he loved that like a fat kid would love cake. So I was just like,
is that one of the older tricks in the book, Max? I say the older ones because I feel like it's been going on in the NBA for a while. The old like trap game where you rest your guys, and maybe Popovich is the originator of this. Doesn't it low key motivate your whole roster, and then you pull out a win like this, and then your season turns around? Isn't that how this thing works?
It can happen.
I'm getting ahead of myself here. I mean, they're 500 now. They're a 500 team. 25-25.
Guarantee you, they go down to New York. LeBron plays. AD plays in that game. Their next game,
sure.
New York, they get beat by 25 when they go to the Garden.
They get beat. So this isn't the turning point. Okay, I'm wondering if this is the turning point.
Not the turning point now. And Vanderbilt, I'm not sure what happened to him at the end when he went out. He was defending Tatum, did a great job early on. And looked
that's,
like
that's the thing too, Max. That's the best way.
Looked like he might have torn his Achilles because he had one of those injuries. And I'm not a doctor. Don't pretend to be one. But I've seen enough Achilles injuries to kind of say, that's kind of strange. He was taken off the run. Nobody was around him. And all of a sudden, he just went on one leg and started skipping, and it wasn't a pretty sight.
Right. Happy Super Bowl to all who celebrate from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel has so many ways for you to end the season with a W. Not only can you bet on who will win Super Bowl 58, but FanDuel also has bets which players will score a touchdown, how many points will be scored, and so much more. New customers join today and you get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Boston to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/Boston. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com, gamblinghelplinema.org, or call 800 877-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Right. Well, I was going to say, man, he was one of those guys that was just it was tough defending, man. You got to give the Lakers credit in that regard for sure, in the sense of getting in the lane, clogging the lanes. I thought Jackson Hayes was a lot of energy off the bench, especially after halftime. That third quarter, man, that was when you're like, how are we going to win this game? Like, that's Jackson, how I felt going into the fourth.
If there's an Achilles for the Boston Celtics in the last maybe week or two, man, last couple of weeks, it's been their lack of defensive rebounding. I mean, for one point, the Lakers got 5 shots.
Yeah,
and they put them on 4 more shots. Then they got they were really just out hustling the Celtics on every play. You got to put a body on a guy like Hayes, mm-hmm. you know, who is live, he's wiry, he wants to tap the ball back out. Lakers kept getting those shots, and then they made them pay. Hachimura mm-hmm. started knocking down shots, and it just becomes contagious. Everybody else stepped up and played well.
Is this a concern for you? I mean, let's not forget the Celtics, they were winners of 8 of their last 10 before this game. I mean,
yeah, but I think
at that point of the season where you're sort of like mentally drained a bit, you're exhausted. Is this just that point of the year where you're going to drop a game or two like this?
You're going to drop games, but this is a rivalry game. It's just like I said about guys during the 80s. When the schedule would come out, the first thing you would do when the schedule came out is you would circle these big games. And I know I'm going to be here. We're going to be doing this and doing that. Mm-hmm. Now players don't look at it. It's like, oh, load management, you know, Anthony didn't play. I understand injuries, but, you know, at least I will say this is at least the teams are making the, you know, those superstars come out on the bench. At least we've seen instead of sitting back in the locker room. I think that was good. I was trying to figure out what LeBron was wearing. I mean, I'm not sure. the hoodie and the hat. And
I didn't notice until like the second or third quarter. I was like, wait, is that LeBron? Because he was so like coated up. I could barely see his
face. Anthony Davis, I did appreciate what he was wearing.
Davis, I saw right away.
But yeah. He was really cool with what he wore. I had to give him props. That wasn't LeBron's best look on the bench for a national televised game.
No, it wasn't. But you know what else happened that night, man? We got the All-Star reserves were announced. Jaylen Brown was one of them. He got a heck of an ovation, but didn't exactly perform to the standard of what Max wanted to see against his favorite rivalry game, right, Max? I guess we'll put it that way.
In that way, you think
Max didn't even want to hear the rest of the reserves. He was like, "Damn it, I'm mad at Jaylen."
No, I don't need to hear the rest of the reserves. It didn't make any difference with me.
Max, there wasn't a Kings player mentioned. He goes, Kings.
Yeah, I mean, the Kings complaining about I like Darren Fox, but I also like Murray.
Having a heck of a year, man.
Murray, who was with Denver, has had a hell of a year. You know, he won the championship. He had a hell of a year, hell of a game against the Celtics. So, All-Star games are sometimes pageant shows to me. But the only thing was disappointing to me for Jaylen, who was on the big stage, who deserves to be an All-Star. He didn't have an All-Star performance. And that was probably his worst game of the season. And I'm sure he'd love to replay it or whatever. Even to the point where I think Joe Mazzulla was just frustrated at one point. He took almost all the starters out of the game.
And Pritchard 3 minutes into the third quarter, he pulled Porzingis, he pulled Jaylen. Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. And put Hauser in the game and Pritchard in the game. And he probably one of the best players last night also was Akeda. He was solid defensively. So
he almost got to a double-double in a hurry. That was
– So, I mean, you look at that game and, so many things happened. But at the end of the day, it was an L. It was an ugly L on a national stage. And that's what was disappointing about that. I'm sure that the talk shows now.
Because they were against the Lakers. Come on, admit it, Max.
Sure that the
can't stand the purple and gold.
Well, forget about the – it was the Lakers. But they were also without their two best players.
Yeah.
The two-star player. And they had more, this is what they had. They had more energy than you. And they shouldn't have more energy than you, especially playing at home in this situation. You know, you want to give your fans that big send-off. You want to give Jalen this big, like, ovation. But it just wasn't meant to be.
All right, so joining Jalen in Indianapolis, his teammates coming off that bench is going to be Bam Adebayo, Paolo Banchero. You got Jalen Brunson, the other Jalen, which I know Knicks fans were upset that he wasn't named as a starter, but certainly is an all-star for sure, putting up 27 points, 6 assists, just balling out for New York, man. He's been the heart of New York, and New York's been on a heck of a run. But anyway, I digress. Tyrese Maxey, Donovan Mitchell, Spider, that's your boy, Max. Spider's on there. And Julius Randle, but Julius Randle went down with an injury recently, so I guess he's not going to make it to Indianapolis. But does Kristaps Porzingis get the call? What do you think?
Could. I mean, I think he's been good enough to be it. Is Derek White going to get the call? Derek White's probably been one of your more consistent, one of your best players. You know, he has to be leading the league right now in block shots from the guard position.
Right. So, and of course, Max, I don't know if you heard, but Joel Embiid, he suffered a torn meniscus Friday night or Thursday night. He's most likely not going to play as well. So, yeah, he got a couple injuries there. But, yeah, what were you going to say?
Well, I think that the other thing people are talking about, too, is this whole thing about 65 games or that you have to play in order to be to qualify to be an MVP. Mm. I mean, I understand the numbers, but. And
you think that's fair?
I heard somebody on First Take the other day, and they talked about it. They said the players, not anybody else, the players made this one of their rules. They accepted that. So let's not get carried away about, oh my God.
That's a good point. It was set in stone. It was agreed upon. Yeah, that's a good point.
You agreed upon that. Not right. It wasn't the owners. You agreed upon that. So, I mean, the collective bargaining agreement about, well, if a guy makes the All-Star team, if he becomes the MVP.
All NBA. Yeah.
What difference does it make to a guy like Joel Embiid, you know, other than pride? His biggest thing is to win the championship ring.
Right, but, right. And, you know, of course, he earned it last year as well, the MVP.
Yeah, if you're still chasing the MVP, or, you know, during this particular time, you're not the player that I thought you were, because that becomes more about the dollars and cents that guys make. That they make it and then they move on and then they go from there.
Right. And I think Embiid's eyes is set on a championship for sure, man. He just wants to get back on the floor, get right before the playoffs, all that stuff. He's been through it. You know, he hasn't reached that point where he's even come close to the finals. So I know that's always at the forefront for him. But because of that, Max, it's a good point that you brought it up. He got bumped immediately down to fifth, according to Las Vegas, in terms of he was number one for a while.
Who cares? Who
really I'm cares? Just telling the people, Max. Damn it, this is my job,
who,
man.
Who really gives a fuck? Let's keep it on the rip. Who really gives a fuck one way or the other about Joel Embiid becoming MVP? I don't care. I mean, I'm more concerned about when you're talking about awards, I'm more concerned about what a guy does and winning the championship. One of my best friends, he was Bob McAdoo was the MVP in the league. But his concern was more about winning the championship. That is how your resume at the end of the day is made, that you are a two-time champion, right. Three-time champion, whatever it is. MVP, those are nice. Those are nice regular season things. Even the finals MVP is more important to me than, you know, regular season MVP. I mean, you put in work at the biggest time. So, Look, there's some crazy stuff about it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, you know how it goes, Max. Every year there's like, oh, this guy was snubbed, that guy was just like, well, you know, if there was 20 players per team, it'd be much easier, right? I mean, that's why it's
you know, everybody's always going to get snubbed. I mean, I knew every year, it didn't even matter what I did, I knew every year I wasn't going. I mean, the year I was the MVP in the finals, I got a lot of votes, but hell, when you got Robert Parrish playing with you and Kevin McHale and Larry Bird and Dennis Johnson and Nate Archibald, your chances of going to All-Star game are probably nil. So, so as I would say, get over it. Get over it. It's not the end of the day. It's not going to make you or freaking break you.
I still think Porzingis was snubbed, but that's neither here nor there. He'll get that call. He'll get that call, damn it. All right, going into the weekend, Max, like I said, man, Marcus Smart back in Boston as a member of the Memphis Grizzlies will not be in uniform, but he's already given out tickets for his for that game as a part of his Young Game Changer Foundation, which I think is super cool, man. Even though he's not a Celtic anymore, still contributing to the community, still trying to hook people up with tickets, and of course, I'm sure he's looking forward to what's going to happen Sunday night. My question to you, Max, do you think, because this has happened before, do you think the crowd, just being overwhelmed and you're not sure what's going to happen, think we see Marcus shed a tear or two? Is that possible?
Marcus is a very emotional person. And I've talked
to a couple. That tribute can get you sometimes, yeah, man. You know,
I talked to a couple of people who were in the front office, and they start talking about the tribute. And I'm just excited the fact that, you know, he's coming back. I happen to be there one time in my life, and you know, you just kind of move on from there. But it's going to be really exciting to have him back in the building. There's going to be a lot of jerseys of Marcus Smart that people wore, and he was, dare I say, one of the best, most polarizing players I think maybe ever around. And, you know, you think about in Boston. Only person
for me, I think he's the top of the list, man.
No, who are you? It's not at the top of the list. Come on, Josue. You know who's at the top.
Polarizing for players?
Polarizing players.
My list, you know what? One person, Antoine Walker for me. What were you going to say?
I'm talking about sports in general in Boston. Come on.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about my boy, Manny. I'm talking Celtics, man. You talking Boston. Manny takes the kick by a mile, man.
Manny,
that shit drove me crazy.
I love that. One of those classics.
Imagine a little 10, 11, 12-year-old Josue.
That's just Manny being Manny.
I hated that. But when he was knocking out those home runs and those RBIs, they didn't call him that, right? That's Manny being Manny too, dude.
So, I mean, there was just stuff about Manny that, you know, but I think Marcus, to me, is just, in some senses, just as polarizing. I don't know how many radio shows I've been on, and that's probably been one of the reliefs this year of not defending Marcus Smart. Oh, my God. Marcus is horrible. Marcus is this. He shoots too much.
Interview y'all had is going to go down in history, man. Man, calling us out, the guard report. Man, I wish I saw the look on your face when he said that shit. The one night Granny wasn't there too, man. I love that. He wasn't there to police it.
I love the fact. Well, Granny was there. Granny was there I asked. Yeah, we were on air. Live. We were live on air. And
what did Granny say? His eyes must have been this large.
He didn't say anything. I just kind of got big. Like, yep, this is Marcus Smart live. Like, yeah, he just went at the bleep. It's like, it was so. Just
your reaction was funny, man. Who said that? Oh, it's the mistake to get over here. Who said that you're not a good defender anymore?
Oh, wow.
You're not a great all ball defender.
Who do I sound like? Who do I sound like right now? You know, yeah, there's some high-ranking Celtic official. You know, is that like Bobby Manning?
That's like Bobby Manning. Like
you and Bobby Manning referring to me? Like, yeah, high-ranking Celtic official. He said that. First of all, I'm not a high-ranking Celtic official. I work on the
radio. I wouldn't even think of to refer to you something like that. What's a high-ranking official? Front office? Is that, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with the front office, but it was just so funny that he would say that. But yeah, but when we were on the air and I just, you know, I was talking about, you know, people, he just all of a sudden chimed in. He's like, yeah, my defense, people been talking about I'm slower and I can't defend the way I.
That was like a week before too, man.
I was like, who said that? He said, like, Acherod. You need to shut his fucking mouth.
No, he said, like, and the Garden Report. When he said the and the Garden Report, I was like, oh, man, that's us. You know, shots fired to the whole camp. He said, damn it.
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff. So that
was actually this one. I'm going to tell you what I told everyone else, my friends, everyone that hit me up that night and the days after. Good. Because you know why? Because he backed it up. He backed it up, Max. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, well, you guys can thank me because of that. No. Screw all that. When someone says that and then they go out there and back it up and then do it again and again and again and then become the defensive player of the year, the first guard since Gary Payton, I love that, man. That's why I love that story. I love that story.
Kudos to that dude. It was unfortunate that, you know, he was traded. But this team collectively as a unit probably fares better by the addition of Porzingis and subtraction of Marcus Smart. And let me say it the most, because I'm the biggest Marcus, but the Celtics also needed that guy in the paint who could score buckets. And Porzingis can do that. He does that. He does that well. Last night, he didn't have one of his best games either. But, you know, when he gets on the heater, and they make it tough. But Hughes really did a number against the Celtics, and he went right at Porzingis.
Right. So, well, you know, Max, I just look at Marcus now as the guy who was here for so many years, heart and soul, did everything he could, and sort of was like a big brother to these guys. So I feel like that's sort of the relationship in terms of the growth between Tatum and Brown, and you know how they've ascended to the superstars that they are, and it's pretty cool that Marcus had a big part of that in the sense of they went to that NBA Finals in 2022. You know that they're all together. They did that. That was after the Kyrie and the,
How many people have referred to Marcus in this negative way and said he stunted their growth? He stunted Brown and Tatum's growth.
People said that, but I'm just saying.
Just wait, you don't have to yell at me. I'm just telling you what
you're right. People did say that. People said
to me that Marcus stunted their growth. He didn't allow them to be the blood. They defer. I've never heard this before. When he keeps saying Tatum and Brown deferred to Marcus, I didn't see that. I never saw that. But what you see is maturity right now. And Tatum's growing, but he had to grow into that. And I hope that Brown grows into that. It's the leader that you want to be.
With Marcus, I always saw him as, you know, in those tough stretches, whether it was the end of the fourth quarter, and he was just a guy that was, okay, if no one else wants to step up, then it's got to be me. And I think sometimes people saw that through a different lens. You know, they saw it as like, give me the ball, or I'm going to do it my way. I never necessarily saw it as that. But like you said, these guys matured. They grew. It was a process. And I feel like every NBA superstar goes through that, you know? A trip to the NBA Finals is a hell of a process. It's a humongous step. And I think, you know, we can't forget Marcus had a big part of that. He was the starting point guard of that team. And all that. So I can't wait to see him on Sunday, man. Should be good.
Absolutely. I'm so excited about the possibility of him coming into the building sometimes in the second quarter or the first half or whatever. They're going to do a trip to Marcus, and that's going to be so cool. I'm going to love that. You're going to be right there with
people. There's Celtics fans all over the country that are flying in for this game, man. Like, that's that's how special it's going to be. I know a couple of fans of the Garden Report hitting me up about it. Like, they're so excited, and I'm like, you traveling all the way over here? I'm like, that's Celtics fandom, though, you know? Like, I can't even hate. I'm like, that's what it is, man. It's always been like that, so I can't wait. It should be a special night. Special night for sure. That's going to do it for this episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. I am Joseph Pavone. He is Cedric Maxwell. We'll check you guys out next week. Brand new episode, of course. And you already know what to do. Subscribe, rate, review, and share this episode. You know, I think that's a great way to get these Celtics fans, get them through this tough loss against the Lakers. They got a couple of days to get through this, right, Max? Got to get through this process. We'll see you guys in the
episode. Take a damn chill pill. They'll be all right.